I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I must set it straight, this Watergate. It's one of the best opening couplets in any modern song, I think. On a par with, or maybe just slightly below, Sean Ryder and the Happy Mondays. Son, I'm dirty. I only went with your mother because she's dirty. Yeah, that's my kinky afro. And this is, of course, Sabotage. You know, the war. I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm going to set it straight this Watergate. Okay, that's a pretty accurate portrayal of this little, that little opening rhyme. And it's a great track from a great album. Ill Communication, of course, from the Beastie Boys. No Ill Communication without Check Your Head. No Ill Communication without Paul's Boutique, where they jumped out of the trap they'd set themselves for License to Ill, first track. You know, No Sleep Till, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to, all of that. And they had the furore of them coming over to this country, to the UK, you know, and all Stop This Filth and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, and car badges being taken so they could be worn around necks and all that kind of thing. So they jumped out of that and got sales opprobrium for Paul's Boutique, and actually critical opprobrium as well. I liked it from the beginning. And Check Your Head was similarly, well, it's kind of ignored really, but although Paul's Boutique isn't mentioned as much in this video, about the video, Check Your Head is. And this is Music Video Time, which I would implore you, advise you, I mean, one's greater than the other, obviously. I would implore you, actually, if you love the stories behind videos, to go and seek this out on YouTube, Music Video Time. So, it will give you either the story behind and the enjoyment of a video, which is the case here, because it is an iconic video, or it'll give you the marketing idea behind the video, which it does with one of Yes's videos, or it'll also say, how do they do that? Which is what they do with one of Jamiroquai's videos, and there are others as well. I think you'll like it. This one's really, they're all really well done. They're all really well researched, and they even tell us the research books here, one of which is the Beastie Boys book, which I loved. Bought it, sold it for more money. Now I want it back again. Anyway, they, just as a context, you see them with Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live. So I'll be, you'll be hearing the Beach Boys play. I didn't know where the Beastie Boys. Yeah. And then we get the live video for Root Jam. They talk about them playing Lollapalooza. The concept, a context, should I say, for them making the video, making the album, and becoming really popular. And this is the album that really broke them. Although it isn't. It's the album that broke the modern Beastie Boys. They had already broken here on that first album. But then they said, well, we're a totally different band now. So they broke twice. They did. That is extraordinary, isn't it? And the kind of Buddhism and the funkiness and all of that that's in, oh yeah, that's the funky shit and all that, which is in Ill Communication. Once again, it's fun time, was really something that I thought, oh, they really have reinvented themselves, even though I was well into Check Your Head. I didn't think that this kind of album would come out of that. And this video is something that really helped the album, I believe. The single didn't do as well as some of their other singles, but the VHS videos of the album really went well. And that's one of the reasons, this is one of the reasons why. So we've got Spike Jonze, of course, in the early days of his video directing. He'd recorded other videos, but they did a photo shoot for him, or with him, for Dirt Magazine, that he was the co-founder of. He had done skateboarding videos, they were aware of that, and they had talked, and Ad Rock certainly had talked, about perhaps dressing up, and this is something that Spike Jonze did with them as well, dressing up and going to a costumier's to have a look at wigs and tashes and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that played into it. And during the video, by the way, they just mentioned in passing here at Music Video Time that Spike Jonze stayed in his wig for the whole of the video shoot. Yeah, now the video shoot was, they wanted that their record company said you can have $85,000. Now Adam Yauch, sadly no longer with us, who's at MCA, said he didn't want that. They didn't need all the extras, you know, extra police people, all that kind of stuff on there. They brought the price of the video down to $35,000. Actually, it finished up as $135,000. Why? Well, one of the reasons is because they totaled a camera which fell out of a car window when they were shooting, and that was a write-off of $85,000, it is said in this video. So, the car they used was, I mean, Yauch said that it was, I think it was Mike Diamond, said that it was almost finished during, it was on its last legs, during the video shoot. And Yauch was the stunt driver for this, so they didn't get anybody extra in there. I mean, really, talking about the health and safety here, they had no shooting permits. Most of the stuff was made up on the spot. They used Mike D's pool. And they were all supposed to grow facial hair for this video, but the only one who actually grew any facial hair, or remembered to, or actually probably could do, it's mentioned in the video, was Ad-Rock, was Adam Horovitz. So, you know, Adam Horovitz, they had 6 hours of footage that they had to bring down to 3 minutes during this. But it's marvellous. They took it in a meta way because there was a short-lived comedy show in which they were interviewed as the characters from this cop show. And it's marvellous that they had all the ideas. They had all the, you know, you've got the streets of San Francisco. It's one thing that Mike D mentions, and you see him talking on an interview with him. They watched a lot of that. They watched a lot of 70s cop shows. That was one they specifically watched and thought, wouldn't it be great if we could do something like this? And all the action in this, and the characters in this, and the real 70s look of this, but not really, an ironic 70s look, really, is just marvellous. But what you don't just get... is the video. I mean, you don't see the whole video, but you see bits and bobs of the video and them making it and all of that. And there is a making of. On the VHS version of this album, there is a making of video of the video, I suppose. But you also get some of the stuff that happened afterwards. So they won the Music Video Awards. They didn't win anything. And Everybody Hurts won the best video, and Michael Stipe of REM went up to collect the award. He had the award in hand when a person who is called Nathaniel Hornblower, a big hat and facial hair, got up and did what they call in this video a Kanye West, saying this is bullshit. Spike Jonze is a fantastic director, words to that effect. And Michael Stipe saying, wow, apparently he thought that was very funny. And Nathaniel Hornblower is someone that they messed around with lots of different characters and voices and personalities. And he was credited with directing quite a lot of their videos. And it is thought that Nathaniel Hornblower was Adam Yauch. So it's got a real effect, this video. They show the legacy of it. It's thought that the beginning of Trainspotting was inspired by it. I'm not quite sure why or how that would be, but it's interesting. They released Beastie Boys figures of them in the characters of the video. It's great. It's lovely to see this. And it's done with a lightness of touch. And it's done with a real enjoyment. It gives you extra bits around the video. And if you've ever liked the video, and if you like the song, this is an essential view. But then all of the stuff they do on videos, music videos, is an essential view. It's done with love. It's done with research. It's done with, as I say, a lightness of touch. Music Video Time is a great YouTube channel. Have a look. And this, as we know, is also a great song. I can't stand it. I know they planned it. Well, of course they didn't. They made it up on the spot. Ta-ta.